Nick, difficult to know where to start with all of that. Just sum up the game for us, first of all, and how you're feeling at the moment.
Disappointed because a big decision from the referee at 0-0 when it's clearly a penalty, not even a question mark over it. And they've directly broke from that, got a corner and scored. And that's cost us, really, because that's the difference in going 1-0 up or being 1-0 down like we were. He's already made a terrible call in the first half, sending off Will Spetch. Spetchy made two tackles all game and got booked for both of them. And the same sort of fouls were going on all over the pitch. If you're fouling Spetchy for his, you've got to foul everyone else, and they should have been down to 10 men as well. So we feel very disappointed by the referee today.
On the whole, though, if you forget those two decisions, you must take great credit from that performance to keep it at 1-0 for so long. I know it's probably difficult now with emotions being so raw.
Well, we came with a game plan that we wanted to contain them and try and take our chances if they presented themselves. And Marvin's had a great chance to put us 1-0 up in the first half. Unfortunately, he didn't take it. So that would have been the game plan executed perfectly, 1-0 at half-time. Having said that, we did manage to keep it 0-0. Especially getting sent off, we knew we would be up against the second half. And for that to happen in the first 5 minutes of the second half with the penalty shout is just, it's just very, very tough to take, because the lads, you know, we deserved better than that.
Got a big league campaign still to come, though. You've got to pick yourselves up quickly. What's that dressing room like at the moment? I imagine a lot of angry players at the moment.
There is a lot of angry players, but there's also a lot of experienced players, and a few of them have already mentioned that we need to take the positives out of our game today and the fact that we are on a good run in the league, and just look to build on that now and put some more points on the board and get through these next few weeks being as resolute as we have been. If we can do that, we'll keep fighting near the top of the league.
And just before I let you go on a personal note, I imagine it never gets more frustrating, but often always happens when a goalkeeper has such a good game and then is on the losing side in the end.
Yeah, that happens. There's no consolation that I had a good game. I'm just gutted with what happened, because we deserved to get a penalty at 0-0, and that's going to hurt for a long time.